And we're now ready to start Daf Lamed.
What is Mechaveh?
Mechaveh is to put it out, to put out the fire. Okay, we are running a drop behind schedule because there's a huge block coming up. Also, we were supposed to do Daf Lamed and Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph today. I did see your note, Reb Reuven. I'm going to go as far as the Rav can last. So, however, Dr. Aronson, how long could you go for till today?
7:30-ish.
And then Jay?
It's okay. If you want to go longer, you can
make it up.
Just text me, throw me a text where you get up to, then
okay.
I'm good.
Okay, what about you, Jay? How long could you go for it?
Until you're done.
All right, okay. And we'll get it till David in a second. And the Baron boys, you have a specific time? And Lance also.
8:45.
Okay, hopefully we'll be done before that. And okay, so it will go definitely until 7:10, and then we'll re-see then, because we're not gonna make it by 7:10. Okay, says the Gemara, midikatani seifa, from the fact that it says in the seifa that chayiv shma mina Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently, we're talking about over here that we're going, if a person is puts out the if a person puts out the fire because he is concerned that he does not want the nair to break or the psila to go out, so he's chayev. Shema mina, we're going with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda here that it's melacha she'ein tzricha legufa is chayev. So reisha b'mayaskina. So what is the case of the reisha where it says that it's putter? What's the cases of the reisha where we said that it's putter? If we're talking about where there's a life and death situation, where if you don't put out the fire, if this chayla doesn't get sleep, he's going to be at sakanas nefashas. So then it should say mutter mi ba'ilei. And if it's a chayla she'in way sakana, and you're only doing it because you want to put out the fire, and the guy just has a headache, so then you should be chayiv. If we're going with, see, this heter that we were telling you that it's only asa derabanan is only Rabbi Shimon's heter. But if it was Rabbi Shimon's heter, then it shouldn't make sense in the seifa. Even if you're doing it because you want to save on the oil, it should be mutter. It should be pater avalasar. From the fact that we're saying in the seifa pater, obviously it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So why in the reisha is he not pater? Then it should have been chayiv chatas, and the Gemara says it is indeed talking about a life and death situation. All those four cases in the reisha where you were getting saved from the non-Jews, where you're getting saved from the robbers, or it was a chayla, were sakanas tefasha situations. So really, b'din hu delisni mutter. Really, it should have said mutter. But I did the boy lemisni seifa. But since it said in the seifa chayiv tani nami pater, it said also the lashon of pater. Says the Gemara, "V'hadat tani Rabbi Aishia." This time, Rabbi Aishia said, "Im b'shvil achayla sheyishan." If it's because of the chayla, he should get to sleep. Lo yichbe v'im kila is pater aval aser. And this that it says, and if it's a chayla who wants to go to sleep, and if you do it, you're pater aval aser. There, that only makes sense. Ahi b'chayla she'ein by sakana. That only makes sense according to a chayla she'ein by sakana, and it must be the opinion of Rabbi Shimon here. There, it only, so in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you either did the malacha and you're chayav achatas, or you didn't do the malacha because it was sakanas nefashas. But if somebody says patar aval asar, it only makes sense that it's Rabbi Shimon who defines why you want the malacha. Basically, in a nutshell, we have a machlekas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If a person does a malacha, and he does it for a different reason than normal people do it, or than was normally said. For example, a person carries out a dirty diaper from his house. Generally, the reason why you carry something out is because you want it out there, not because you don't want it in here. What happens if you carry something out because you don't want it in here? A dirty diaper, you throw it outside. Rabbi Shimon says, we look at the reasoning behind the malacha. And therefore, if you didn't do it for the same reasoning behind the malacha, you're not chayev. So carrying out a dirty diaper would be putter. And Rabbi Huda says that no, it doesn't matter why you did it. You did the malacha, you're chayev. So in our Gemara, where you put off the fire, according to Rabbi Shimon, where we look at the reasoning behind the malacha, the reasoning is, it's got to be a positive reasoning because I want to create a better fire later on. So then you're going to be, in a case where you did it because somebody has a headache or you're embarrassed or whatever, you're going to be putter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, says, we don't look at the reasonings. We don't care what you were thinking. If you did the act, you're chayev. So then in all these cases, you're going to be chayev, unless it's a sakanas nefashas. So if you find me somebody who says that it's putter, but usher, that could only be a case where you're doing it for the wrong reason. And that would be Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Says the Gemara, Shaul Shailazu. Now the Gemara starts off a thing of a stretch of a gadata. Shaul Shailazu la Elam Rabbi Tanchum Dminoi. They asked this question from Rabbi Tanchum from Noi. Mahut Lachabas Boitzina Denura Mekame Beisha Beshabsa. What's the halacha? You let her put out a fire in front in to help somebody who's a yesh boy sakana. A matzav sakana, are you allowed to put out your fire? And basically, are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos to help somebody on Shabbos? Pasach v'amar, he started his speech and he said, "Ant Shloimei, you Shloimei Melech, on chachmasech, on suchlasanech. Where did your chachma go? Where did your understanding go? Lo daech." So sometimes you ask somebody a question and you get, I just wanted a yes or no answer, Rabbi. But basically, he asked the question and he gave him a full black Gemara on Agarata. That was his answer. So Pasach, he said, I'll give you an answer. Why don't you sit down, make yourselves comfortable. Where is your chachma? Where is your wisdom? Not only is it bad enough that your words in Kehelas and Mishlei were Soisa, your father, in Tehillim. But your own words, there was a stira between each other. David Avicha Amar, your father said, Loi Hamesim Yahaluka, that dead people cannot praise you. The last pasuk in Tehillim. Loi Hamesim Yahaluka, it's not the last pasuk in Tehillim. It's in the middle of hell. Loi Hamesim Yahaluka, in Kaf Tezvav. Va'at Amrit, and you say in Kehelas, V'shabeach, and he has a mesim shikvar mesu, I praise those that are dead. And then you yourself said in Kehelas, just a couple of psukim later, that a live dog is better than a dead lion. So we see live people are better. So not only are you sois to your father, you're sois to yourself. So he explained himself. Loi kasha. Ha dika amar David loi hamesim yahaluka. This that your father said loi hamesim yahaluka. Hachi kamar. This is what he was saying. Loi lam yasek adam mitayru v'mitzvus kaidim sheyamo. So a person should be oisik in Torah mitzvus before he dies. Shekevin shemes, because once he dies, batil mena Torah mina mitzvus. He's no longer able to do Torah mitzvus. Ve'ein lakadosh baruch hu shebeach bayan. And Hashem doesn't have any praise through him anymore. V'hainu dam Rabbi Yechon, and that's Rabbi Yechon that said, "Ma'idach sevus and say in the pasuk b'mesim chavshi, that dead people are free. Shekevin shemes adam, once a person dies, nasa chavshi mina Torah mina mitzvus, he becomes free of Torah mitzvus." And this that Shlomo HaMelech said, I praise those that are already dead. He means as follows: Yisrael Bamidbar, when Klal Yisrael sinned in the Midbar with the eagle, Amad Moshe Rabbeinu Lefenekadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu stood up, Amar Kamat Tfilas V'Sachaninim Lefanav, and he said many tefillas and pleadings in front of Hashem, and he wasn't answered. Ukisha Amar, what he said, Zochar LaAbraham, Yitzchak LiYisrael Avadecha. When he said, remember Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Miad Nena, he was immediately answered. Wasn't Shlomo HaMelech then? That's what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. I praise those who are dead over those who are alive. They had more power in this case. Another explanation for Shlomo's pasuk over there. The minig, the general minig is Melech Basav Adam Geizer Gzeira Suffik Mekayimin Esay Suffik Ain Mekayimin Esay. A king can make a Gzeira. It's a Suffik whether or not people will keep it. And even if you want to say they keep it, Bechayim Mekayimin Esay. That's specifically within the king's lifetime. But Moshe, as soon as he dies, Ain Mekayimin Esay. They don't keep it. And Moshe Rabbeinu Gozer Kama Gzeiros. He made Kama Halachas, but Tikin Kama Tagonos, and he was Imsakin many things. But Kayom Esayim Loilam. And they last forever. Therefore, I praise Moshe Rabbeinu, who's dead, much more than the live kings. A third explanation. What does it say in the pasuk? This is David HaMelech saying, can you make a praise? Could you do for me a sign that you like me? And let my enemies see. Because David HaMelech, during his lifetime, was not accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. He had a lot of enemies, even amongst the Gedolim. He had a lot of enemies. And let my enemies see, says David Melech, and they will be embarrassed. David said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, mechali al Eisav, can you please forgive me with that sin that I had with Bathsheba? Hashem said to him, Machalach, I'm moichel you. Amalei, I say me ois, can you give me a sign, b'chayai, during my lifetime? Amalei, b'chayecha, eini moidia. No, during your lifetime, I will not tell people. B'chayai, shlema b'incha, ani moidia. During the shlema, your son's lifetime, I will tell people. Shekish Shabbanu, Shlomi Beis Hamikdash, when Shlomi built the Beis Hamikdash, Bikesh Lahaknis, Aaron Lebeis Hamikdash, Lebeis Kodesh Hakadoshim, he tried to bring the Aaron into the Kodesh Hakadoshim, and Davku Sha'arim, and the gates of the Kodesh Hakadoshim, Zebazed, held each other, they were stuck to each other, they didn't open. Omer Shlomi Eshim, Arba Renanus, Shlomi said 24 Shir Hashirim, Veloinan, and he wasn't answered. Pasach, Omer Su'ushar Meshechem, then he said, Su'ushar Meshechem, gates, lift up your heads. Vihinasip Israelim. The Yahweh Melech HaKavod, and let the king, the great king, enter. Now, these gates misunderstood him. Obviously, they had a lot of understanding, but they didn't understand them totally. They tried to get after him. You think you're such a great king? You're calling Yahweh Melech HaKavod? So, Amro, mi hu zeh Melech HaKavod? He said, no, who is the king? Amalei Hashem Izuz V'Gibor. Actually, Amru, as they said to him. Who is the king? Amar Lehu, he said to them, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem the Great. Chaz of Amr, then he said it again. Sush Amr Sheikh Amino Sup Israel and Yavah Melech HaKavod, Miuza Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzvaka, Yisu Melech HaKavod, Tzela, V'loi Nana, and even still the gates didn't answer. Kevin Shamar Hashem Elokim, Al Toyshev, B'nei Mashiachecha, Zachru L'chaz Dei David Avdecha, remember David my father. Suddenly, Miyad, and then the gates popped open. At that point, all the enemies of David, Ba'is Hashan, Nehepchu P'nei Kol Seinei David, Kishul Kedera, the faces of the enemies of David became blackened like the bottom of a pot, like the bottom of a chalent pot. That's how embarrassed they were, because here they still maintain that David was bad. It's a pella atzuma to think about this. During Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime, Klal Yisrael was against Moshe, and during David HaMelech's lifetime, Klal Yisrael was against them. It's pretty much a pella. But finally, they were embarrassed publicly, because just imagine you have like two political camps, and they're like officially politically camped, you know, and suddenly they're proven wrong. Berabim, only because of David HaMelech was the gates opened. So obviously Hashem does like them. The Yadu Kol Ha'am V'Chol Yisrael, and the entire nation and all of Yisrael. I don't know what the difference is between the nation and Yisrael. Shemach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yisrael, and that Hashem forgave him. V'lo Yofar Meshlem V'Shabeach Inis HaMesu V'Shikar Mesu. It does not say that I praise those that are dead. That only after David HaMelech's lifetime was he finally accepted. V'Hainu D'Chsev, and that's what it says in the Pasuk. B'Yoyim HaShmini Shilach Esa'am V'Yivaruch Esa Melech. On the eighth day of celebration, Shlomo Melech sent the nation home, and he blessed them. V'yechu la'ach Eloha Lehem Smeichim V'Toyv Elev. And they went to their tents, happy, and Toyv Elev. Al Kol HaToyv Asher Asa Hashem L'David Avdei L'Yisrael Amai. On all the goodness that Hashem did to David HaMelech. What did David HaMelech have to do with that time? Teretz is, that's the story that happened there. They went to their tents. Shematzu nishoyseim b'tahira. Everybody found their wives were tahar. Smeichim shenehenu miziv hashchina. They were happy that they got hana from the ziv hashchina. B'toyve leiv. This is another raya, by the way, that people think like, you know, I bring this up every time only because I give chas and shmuzin all the time, but people think like, you know, it's a bad thing or anything. Smeichim in the Torah means that they found their wives tahar. That's what smecha means. So it's not like a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's supposed to. I'm sorry I keep bringing it up every time we come across it, but I say it over all the time, like once a week at least. So. And v'toyvelev means that each of their wives became pregnant. The older Zachar, and they had a male child. Al kol atoyva asher osa Hashem l'David avdoi, and all the goodness that Hashem did to David. Was Shemach Alei Al Oisav, and that he forgave him for that sin. Yisrael Amay Da Achelu Avayin the Yom Kippurim. That also Shlomo HaMelech mandated that people eat on Yom Kippur, and afterwards he realized that in celebration of the Beis Hamikdash, and afterwards he felt maybe he did wrong, and Hashem forgave him for that sin as well. Udeka Amar, now for the third pasuk. Udeka Amar Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ki lekelav chai hu tov min ha'ari hameis." This that it says that a kelev, a dead dog, is better than a live dog is better than a dead lion. That was going like the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. My dek sivur doesn't say in the pasuk. Ardeni Hashem kitzi umidas yamai. This is David HaMelech saying, "Please Hashem, can you tell me the end of my days? When am I going to go on?" Mahi Eda Machadel Ani. Amar David Olchein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribanu Shalom. Ardeni Hashem kitzi. Please Hashem, can you tell me when my end is going to be? Amar like gzeri melefanai. Sorry. It's a gezerah she'ein madin kitzah shabas v'dam. People on this planet cannot know their ends. Umidas yamemai, can you tell me at least what's the length of my days? Not how I'm going to die, but tell me at least when. And answers Hashem again, gezerah melefanai she'ein madin midas yamav shaladam. I can't tell you when. Ve'eda machadol ani. So David pressed on. Can you please tell me at least what day of the week? Amalei b'Shabbos Thomas. That I'll tell you. On Shabbos, it's going to be Shabbos. Almost b'Shabbos. David was like, whoa, on Shabbos, I prefer if you don't mind to die on a Sunday. He's like scheduling his death. He's like marking off all Sundays on his calendar. Can I die on a Sunday? Sorry, it's too late because at that point your son is already going to be king. One kingship does not extend into its neighbor's kingship even a hair's breadth. She says, "Amis be'erev Shabbos. Maybe I could die on Erev Shabbos. I'd better than dying on Shabbos." I'm like, "No, ki toiv yom bechatzerecha me'elef. Toiv li yom echad she'ata yeshiv v'isik b'tera." Hashem responds, "It's better one day that you're working v'isik b'tera me'elef oyle she'asin shlomi pincha la'akrev l'fanai el gabim mizbech. It's better to me one day that you're working more than 1,000 oyles that your son is going to bring on the mizbech. I prefer your service rather than even one day. Are you trivializing one day? Famous story with the Chavetz Chaim when I forget who is sick. I think it was Rav Naftali Trump, maybe it was the boy who went to him. But Rav Chavetz Chaim there was a boy in the Chavetz Chaim's yeshiva who was very sick. And everybody decided to get together and give over. You know, this boy said, "I'll give over 2 months." This boy said, "I'll give it 2 weeks," and everything. And they came to Chavetz Chaim and they asked him, I don't know exactly how they were planning on transferring the days, but they came to Chavetz Chaim and they said, "How much do you want to give? We're donating days and years to our friend here." And the Chavetz Chaim went crazy, went ballistic. "Are you crazy giving away day of service to Hashem? You don't give away such things. Come back tomorrow, I'll decide if I can." I've never heard of such a thing. Impossible. He came back the next day, he was still very upset. He says, "I decided after much, I'm going to give away 2 minutes. I would say, I'll give 2 minutes. So, a story that lives in infamy. But Lamaisa, to give Hashem, it's exactly the story over here. Hashem is saying, one day of service for you. Are you kidding? You want to give up just because you don't want to die on Shabbos? That's one day of service. It's not Kedai. So Lamaisa, he accepted he's going to die on Shabbos. Kol yom at the Shabbos, every single day of Shabbos, have a yosef vigaris kula yom. He would sit and learn the entire day. Hu yom at the ba'il meinach nafshei, that day that he wanted to go ahead. And by the way, Reuven, I do tape it. I do tape the shiurim. If you want, I could put it on right afterwards on sheerenjoyment.com.
And it was just pushed to schedule later in the day.
Okay.
It all adds up, so I have to do it sometime. So
okay, fine. We'll see later.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So, Kol Yom the Shabbos, Ava Yosef Vigaris Kul Yom, every Shabbos he would sit and learn the entire Shabbos.
Did he have to do Oreg Shabbos?
First of all, learning is Oreg Shabbos. This is the best type of Oreg Shabbos. Even Halacha says that if a person likes to fast, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos, if that's Oreg for him. But it's a good question. It's a great question. But the answer is that learning is the best I can have Shabbos. If you remember Purim, Torah is the Iker. You know the famous story with Rav Aaron, a rich person came to Rav Aaron and said, "Is it true that if you donate money to Torah, you get the same schar as the person who was learning?" So Rav Aaron said, "Yeah." So the rich man said, "Okay, so then I'm just going to do that instead of learning. I'll just donate money to you and me and you get the same schar." Rav Aaron says, "You're right, but we'll both get the same Olam Haba. But I'm getting Olam Hazeh. Why don't you come and learn? I'm getting Olam Hazeh." So, Kol Yoyme, the Shabbos, have a Yosef Vigaris Kul Yoyme. Every day of Shabbos, he would go ahead and learn the entire day because the learning pushed away the Malach HaMavis. That day that he was supposed to die, the Malach HaMavis tried to get him, he wasn't able to get him. His mouth didn't stop learning. Omar, my Avidlay, the Malach HaMavis said in wonder, "What am I supposed to do over here?" There was a tree in the back of the house. So Aso Malach HaMavis, Solik Ubachish Bi'ilone. The Malach HaMavis went and shook the tree and he caused it. He was making a loud noises with the tree. So nafik lemichse. David said, "Let me go out and see what's going on there." Have a solik bedar. Notice David Melech did not send his servants. He was very involved. And nafik lemichse. Have a solik bedar. He was going up a ladder, and ivchis darga metute. The Malach HaMavis caused one of the steps, the rungs of the ladder, to get loose, and ishtik. And David Melech was like, "Whoa!" And that whoa is what killed him. V'nach nafshe. During that second, when David HaMelech felt he was falling, he died. And indeed, he died on a ladder, so his body fell to the ground below.
Even while he was gone, he didn't stop learning.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. As he was checking out. And this is the king of Klal Yisrael. So for all you know, they has a team from a different, a sniper team is in the tree. Like, he was there with his sword. He wasn't there checking out to see if there was a cool animal there. He was checking it out because he felt that there was a need to check out what was going on in the tree. It wasn't let me go see what's going on. It was obviously, national security for him to go check it out. So yeah, and he was still learning. But that second that he lost his footing, he and then he taka died. So shalach shlomi lebeis medrash. Shlomi Melech sent the question to the Beis Medrash. Abba Meis, my father died, and umuta b'cham, he's lying there sprawled in the. It's also a pellet to think that David Melech died, and his muta b'cham, he's lying there sprawled in the middle of the courtyard in the sun. His body's gonna decay. Uklovim, and a second question, by the way, once I'm sending you messages, Uklovim shall base Abba Re'evim. My father's dogs are very hungry. Ma'esa, what am I allowed to do? So Shalchulei, they told him, first of all, Chatoich Nevela, cut up a Nevela, v'hanach lefnei Uklovim, and put it in front of your father's dogs. And v'avich, with regards to the question about your father, hanach la kikar etinak, there is a method of moving a dead body on Shabbos. You are able to put something that's not muksa on him, and because dead bodies are muksa, and if they're lying in bizoyan, this is what actually it's still no gay nowadays, then you put something that's not muksa on a dead body, and you can transport the dead body. This is a heter for dead bodies, Davka.
Why
don't
they answer the first question
first? Aha! That's exactly. And then you can move him. Says the Gemara, it's better to be a live dog, because they answered the first question first, because those dogs were hungry. They needed there was the shilas of sakonas tefashas and everything. So it's better to be a dead dog than a live animal, a live lion. Sorry, it's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. That's exactly the question. Excellent, beautiful question. Ulinian, now he sums up the original question. What your question was, could you be Michal Shabbos to put out a fire in order to save somebody's life? Ulinian Shaila de Shailta Kadamechon Ner Kori Ner. He says a fire, a lantern, is considered a fire. Vinishmasa shall Adam Kori Ner. And a nefesh of a person is considered a ner, as it says in Mishlei Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. So mutav tich ben ner shel shbasa vedam mepnei ner shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It is better to put out the ner of a human, the candle, the lantern, than it is that the ner of a person should be put out. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. Bikshu Chachamim lignay Sefer Keheles. Chachamim wanted to hide Sefer Keheles. Mepnei shedvar of soisun ze ezeh, because Keheles had psukim that were soiser. Like we spoke out, which svarim were decided to be canonized were decided by the Chazal. They decided to put in Keheles. They decided to put in Mishlei. They decided to put in Yechezkel. Some made the cut, some didn't, and Keheles almost didn't make the cut because it was very. It sounded like it didn't make sense. So the Gemara says. They wanted to bury it and not put it in. The Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks out some psukim from other svarim that did not make the cut, like Ben Sira and things like that. Why didn't they go ahead and hide it? Because Lamaisa, the first psukim and the end psukim were Torah, and therefore they felt that there's obviously some pshat in it. So let's go figure it out. It says, what does a person have from all the work that he does under the sun? Nothing. Rabbi Yanai says, Tachas Hashemesh means, who de ain loy? Have a koidem Hashemesh ve yesh loy. That's if he works in Divrei Olam Hazeh, like that's where Tachas Hashemesh, that's where he has no gain. However, koidem Hashemesh, if he works with things that are before the sun, meaning Torah, then yesh loy, he does have gain. What does that mean? That means a person is going to make money that he needs to make. A person has to go to work just because it was a gzeira. Adam Rishon sinned. And since he sinned, we have to work for our money. But the reality is you're not really achieving anything when you go to work. You're just doing the gzeira that Hashem said that you got to do. So you don't really have any gain from working. However, when you work in Torah, you do have something gained. And it's Seifa Divrei Torah, the end is Divrei Torah, as it says, Seifa Davar HaKol Nishma. In the end, everything will be understood and heard. Ezra Elikim Yorev Es Mitzvayis of Shemar Kizek Kol Adam. My Kizek Kol Adam, what does it mean that this is the entire man? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. The entire world was created for this person who's a Yare Hashem. Rabbi Abba Bakahana Amar Shokul Zeh Kenega Kol Olam Kulo. This person is equal to the entire world. And Shimon Ben Azai Omer, Ba'amir Shimon Ben Zoyma Omer Lo Nivra Kol Olam Kulo Ela Letzavas Lezeh. He was only created as a, to give this man company. This Yori Shemaim. Umay Dvar of Soysen Zeh. So what was the steer? Why did they want to hide it? So it says, Ksiv Toiv Skas. It said, anger is better than frivolity. It sounds like happy that tzchoik is a bad thing. And another pasuk it says, it's good to, I praise those that are laughing. Another pasuk, I praise joy. What does simcha do? So is simcha a good thing and is tzchoik a good thing? There's a steer on both. So the Gemara says loy kasha. Lamaisa, after thinking about it, they came up, there's no question. Toiv kas mischoik is go, it means toiv kasha koyz HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala tzadikim olam hazeh, the anger that Hashem has for the tzadikim olam hazeh, and he gives them nisyonis and yisurim and sometimes death, is better than mischoik shemisachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala rishoyim olam hazeh, is better than the joy and the happiness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives rishoyim in this world. And Ulischoik, Amarti Mahal, what does it mean that Ischoik is good? This is the laughter, the Shemasachi Kaddish Baruch, we might think in Olam Haba. This is the laughter that they will get in Olam Haba. And Vishabachti and Esasim, I praise joy. Zu Simcha Shal Mitzvah, that's Simcha of the joy that comes, the real fulfillment that comes from doing a mitzvah. Ulischimcha Mazel Isa, the Simcha, what does Simcha do? Zu Simcha She'ain Shal Mitzvah, this is joy that does not come from a mitzvah. Lamedcha, to teach you, She'ain Shechina Shoira Loimitech Atzus, that the Shechina does not rest, not through depression, not through laziness, not through frivolity, not through lightheadedness, and not through stam schmoozing, or not through stam wasted time. Only through the joy, the simcha of a mitzvah. As it says, by one of the Nevi'im, he was having a trouble connecting to Hashem. So he said, bring in I think it was right after the Chorban with Yirmiyahu. He said, bring in some music. I have to get back into a good mood in order to be able to connect to Hashem well. Amar Rav Yehuda, v'chein l'dvar halacha, the same thing is to get good pshat in halacha, you need to be in a simcha gemud. And Amar Rav, v'chein l'chaloyim toiv, to get a good dream, also, you have to be in a good mood. And he says the Gemara, v'hamar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, kol tamar chacham sheyeshev v'nei rabbi v'ein siv seisav noit feis mar, who any student who's sitting in front of his rabbi and his lips are not drinking with bitterness is techvena. Sounds like he should be burned. Shenemar siv seisav sheshanim, the lips that are teaching or learning, noit feis mar over. I'll take us more over. Ella Mar over. That are dripping bitter. Sivsaisav Shashanim Noitvis Mar over. They should be dripping bitter. And I'll take Shashanim Ella Shashanim. Not Shashanim, but of roses, but rather Shashanim that are learning. So the limud has to be done in fear, in trepidation. Not out of, you have to sit in front of your Rebbe in fear, you can't be there chummy. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, Habba Rabba, Habba Tamar. It depends. The Rebbe Taka has to be besimcha. The students have to be in fear. Or alternatively, both in the Rebbe. This is before he starts teaching. And this is during the teachings. Before he would start, before he started teaching the Rabbanan, he used to say a joke at the beginning of each year. And the Rabbanan would laugh. Afterwards, Yosef be'em, so they sat in fear. And then he started to teach. So there's got to be, and this is an important rule for any menahel of any moysid, that there has to be a level of fear from the students. You can't have you cannot be chummy with your, you can't be too friendly with your students. And certainly there's got to be a level of real fear if you want to maintain any semblance of control. You can't be, and then at the same time, you have to be always out for your students because they have to know that you're good, but you have to start off with a joke so they can relate to you. But at the same time, you have to go ahead and realize that it's good to have fear in a school. The Av Sefer Mishlei Bikshu Lignoz, similarly, they wanted to hide Sefer Mishlei. Shahayu, Dvarav Seishin Zezeh, they're also, it was a stira, there was a bunch of words that were stiras. Umepneimai loy gonzuhu, why didn't they hide it? Amru, Sefer Kehelas, lav einan, eshkechinu taima. By Sefer Kehelas, didn't we look into it and we found explanations for it? Hachanami la'ainin, here too, let us look into it and we'll find explanations. Umai Dvarav Seishin Zezeh, so what was the stira? Ksiv altan ksil ki ivalte, it says, do not answer a fool like in his foolishness. And in another pasuk it says, answer a fool. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, like Ash, Habba Divrei Torah, Habba Mili Dama. Here it's in Divrei Torah. In Divrei Torah, if he's asking a question, even if it's a foolish question, you have to answer him. Here, Habba Mili Dama, then you ignore him. Kihad Ahud Aslik made the Rebbe, one person came in front of Rebbe. Omar Lehi said to him, Ishtacha Ishti, your wife is my wife, meaning I was with her intimately. Ubanecha, and your children are actually mine. You think they're yours? They're really mine. Omar Lehi, so he was dealing with him foolishly. So he said, "Ritzaincha shetish tekoy shel yain. You want to have a cup of wine with me?" Shasa, he gave him a cup of wine. Upaka, and the guy died. I don't think he poisoned it, but he caused him to die. So he didn't get involved with him. He didn't start to have a conversation with him. He just basically got rid of him. He didn't don't get started up with people who are not who are foolish. I'm not going to get involved in Republicans, Democrats. Don't get involved with people who you feel are foolish. There's a similar story. Like somebody came to Rabbi Chiya. He said, "Your mother is my wife," meaning he was with her intimately. And guess what? You're my kid. You came out of that. You came out of that encounter. Do you want to drink some wine? Shasa, he drank it in Poka. He died. The tefillas of Rebbe were helped that people did not suspect his kids of being mamzerim. The Rebbe, Kiavi Matzli, when Rebbe used to daven, Amar Yiratzon Melfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetatzilenu Hayoy Me'azay Panim Me'azay Panim. Hashem, please save me today from Azay Panim and Azay Panim. B'divrei Torah, what's in Divrei Torah? Ki had the Yosef Rabban Gamliel v'Kadarish. Rabban Gamliel was sitting there. Asida Isha Shetelet B'chol Yoyim. In the future, in the times of Mashiach, a lady is going to give birth every single day. It's going to Shenemar Hara V'Yoledos Yachdav. The conception and the birth will be together. So Liglag Alav Oysetamad. A certain student went ahead and laughed. Omar Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashem. She says, "There's nothing new under the sun. How is the Metzias going to change?" He told them, "I'll show you something in this world that has like that." He showed him a chicken. A chicken forms an egg every single day. So we see that it's possible to have a baby every single day. That's what's going to happen in the future. People are going to be able to have children every single day. Okay? Fruit are eventually going to be able to come fresh off the tree every day. The branch will bear it and make a fruit. Just like a branch is there every day. So to the tree, the fruit will be there every day. Again, a certain student laughed. When he says a certain student, it's obviously referring to a specific student. I'm not sure if it's anybody that we know, like Yashka or whoever. I don't know. Did they mention there who's Oysay Talmud? Because Oysay Talmud means that student, not a student. So I'm not sure who that student is. If they don't mention anything, I don't know who it is. But how do they translate it? A certain student?
Yes.
A certain student. So it's a specific student that they knew who they was, who used to laugh at the Divrei Chachamim. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Yashka, but... he's, you know, he does come up every now and then in the Gemara. He was a Tana, so. A certain student laughed. He says, "There's nothing new." And he was a brilliant person as well. Come, I will show you a dugma in this world. He showed him a caper bush, which apparently brings forth fruit every day. A third time, eventually it will be that the Eretz Yisrael will produce ready-made rolls and ready to wear jackets. You go to a instead of going to a store to buy a suit, you're going to go to a Hickey Freeman tree. You're going to go to a Boss tree, a Hugo Boss tree. You're going to go to all these different trees. You're going to be able to go to. And pick out, I'll go to a Prada tree I'll have in my backyard, and you're going to have all these fancy, I would say the other ones, but I don't even know how to pronounce them, a Louis Vuitton or whatever. So you'll be able to go, you have these trees in your backyard. Anytime you need a new handbag for your wife, you go to the backyard, pick off a nice handbag. Here's $30,000. So Shenemar says in the Pasuk, he pieces bar ba'aretz. Pieces is a lashon of your hand, and bar is a lashon of tua. So you will be able to go ahead and pick out bread the size of your hand, like loaves the size of your hand. Whenever you need a snack, you go to your backyard and pick off a freshly made pastrami sandwich. Legal love Oysetamba, the student laughed. Nothing can achvele kameinu pitchers. He showed him mushrooms and truffles, which are and avak klemelis nafrik by kaira. He showed him a type of the wool that exists over there that it's. It's already wrapped around the tree like a beged, so it's already like a beged. Okay, so you know what? I think what we'll do is, since it's already 7:30, we'll stop here for the day, as we already did an hour and a half, and we'll make up other times. We'll make up the blot and a half You know, if we have to do it next week, or assuming we're going to continue this a drop after Pesach, because as far as I understand, there's still things will be closed, then we'll have time. All right.
Things aren't going to end anytime soon.
Right. Okay. All right. That's what you say. It's not going to end anytime soon.
No.
That's what it looks like.
A good few weeks, at least, if not months.
Yeah, it's insane, but yeah, that's what it looks like. All right. Okay. Have a great one, Rabbi Yisai.
Thank you, Rabbi.